Music from the newlywed Amy Winehouse and You Know I'm No Good. Back to Black is where you find that song. And Jack Johnson before that. The horizon has been defeated. It is Friday morning, June 1st. You're with Jenny and Blake.
Amy Winehouse did sort of a secret wedding.
Yeah.
She didn't tell anybody. She didn't tell her parents.
She's a little Looney Tunes.
Yeah, she's a little Looney Tunes. But she decided to do something in July, I think.
Did you say she didn't tell her parents?
No. She didn't.
She didn't tell anyone.
Not until after the fact.
Uh-huh.
And then she's going to do a special wedding in July for her parents.
Oh, she is over in the UK?
Yep.
That's very kind of her.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
It's 7:36, 71 degrees, warming up to 100 today.
Don and John joining us in the studio for our movie Night Traffic Light have a couple of great films, or at least, I don't know if they're great yet, but hopefully
you guys... Don't be offered an opinion yet, Jenny.
We'll fill us in. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah. Our first movie this week actually stars Kevin Costner and Demi Moore. So, you know, if this were 1992, this would be like the biggest movie ever, right? So, kicking it old school a little bit. The movie, of course, Mr. Brooks.
Well, Kevin Costner stars as Mr. Brooks, and he's really successful businessman. He has a great family, really a pretty perfect life if you don't count his pesky little habit of killing people.
What?
I know. He's killing people. And he has an alter ego, and his alter ego is played by William Hurt. And he convinces him to kill again, which he does, but this time somebody sees him.
Here's a clip of
Oops. Dane Cook in Kevin's office telling him what he saw.
What is it that I can help you with?
I've been watching that couple for months. Yeah, they like to make love with the blinds open. Sometimes I would take pictures, visual aids for later. It was fun, I thought, till I saw you kill them.
Ooh.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's all very kind of creepy, but you know what? Dane wants in. He wants to learn how to kill.
What?
Yeah.
Ew, this movie is no.
Yeah, it's very different. But
bonding.
He figures he has a new friend. But he just wants to, you know.
New hobby, though.
Yeah, if you want to apprentice as a serial killer, it's tough to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to look hard for that kind of thing. Right. But Kevin just wants to get control of his life back, which means he has to kind of avoid the main detective, who is Demi Moore, and he has to be willing to kill again. Or be killed himself.
He's gone a long way off the path of Dances with Wolves.
Exactly. I mean, this movie's really edgy, really, really uncomfortable at times. So definitely not going to be another Dances with Wolves for Kevin Costner. But I'm telling you, the guy is darn good in this thing. I mean, I know his star has kind of tarnished over the years. But even as a cold-blooded, psychotic serial killer, you know, you identify with him just enough, or you like him just enough, or something that you're sympathetic. And that's what makes the movie work. I mean, it's a really a different movie. I mean, being in the head of the bad guy kind of freaks you out a little bit at times, but it makes it really intense, really thrilling. So it's actually a pretty decent piece of filmmaking.
Don.
Yeah, well, you know what?
He hears that voice. If you kill them.
Yeah, that's horrible. Horrible. I know.
And really, Jenny, just like it's that, like I can't even tell you how creeped out you feel coming out of this movie. In fact, I'm still creeped out, and we saw this movie like a month ago, but that is good filmmaking.
Right.
If it leaves an impression on you
saying.
Like that.
That's
so in our movie Night Traffic Light, we're going to rate Mr. Brooks a green.
Wow.
If you're up for this kind of really intense, creepy, different kind of movie, it's really well done.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Blake, you got to stop whispering on the radio, because I never know if I'm actually hearing you or if it's just in my head.
Okay, I'm excited about movie number two. Okay.
Movie number two. This one's kind of like 40-year-old virgin meets, a girl. It's Knocked Up.
Uh-huh. Well, Knocked Up, of course, you know, stars Katherine Heigl, Izzy from Grey's Anatomy.
Uh-huh.
Here's a little tip for all the girls out there, though. If you get a big promotion at work, don't take your sister out with you dancing to celebrate. Don't get drunk, and don't have a one-night stand, because if your luck is anything like Catherine's, you're just going to get pregnant.
Ooh.
Yeah, here's a clip of her telling her sister about the pregnancy.
No, I can't be pregnant, right? I mean, that was, what, 8 weeks ago? When was that?
Mm-hmm. Did you miss your period?
No, wait.
It's lovely breakfast talk.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. I was
close to the murder.
I mean, I've been really stressed at work. I can't remember my last period.
Are you the lady who doesn't realize she's pregnant until she's sitting on the toilet and a kid pops out?
Can you not joke right now? Don't joke right now. This is really serious.
Did I meet him?
Yeah. You know, he was kind of like medium height, sort of chubby, blonde, curly hair. Remember?
With the man boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Well, now Catherine has to figure out what's best for the baby. And is it an unemployed stoner father who does seem to have the best of intentions, though?
Yeah, much to my surprise, absolutely hilarious movie. I mean, it starts off a little slow and the premise isn't exactly novel, but once it gets going, this thing is great. Very witty, very well done. You know, this was actually supposed to be the $30 million sequel to 40-Year-Old Virgin. I think it's much funnier than that movie, much better than that movie. Now, it is a little too long. It's just over 2 hours long. I think that stupid pirate movie last week's kind of infected everybody. But other than that, I mean, just a first-rate comedy with actually a really nice story to it.
And this was made by the director of...
Director, producer, and writer.
And also the guy who put on Freaks and Geeks, which was a short-lived ABC series.
There's four actors in this that were stars in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
You know, James Franco makes a cameo as himself. There's a lot of ties to that show as well.
So just hysteria. I've heard nothing but great reviews about this.
Yeah, it is. It's really funny, even though the story is completely unrealistic. I mean, would this really happen? I don't know. But
it's not unrealistic, Dawn. That's how people get pregnant. I know it sounds weird.
That's how it works, huh? Okay. But the cameo appearances are really funny in this, too. So in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Knocked Up a green.
All right.
And in fact, we're going to be at Elcom Theater tonight filming What People Think after they go see the 6 o'clock showing. So if you want to tell us on TV what you thought, stop by and go see the 6 o'clock showing.
And your guys' show I caught last week,
12:30
on the CW. Yeah, right. Don't forget to watch Dawn and John and their movie night traffic light each Saturday, 12:30.
12:30 on the CW, made possible by Marshall's Jewelers.
Now, you did say that Pirates of the Caribbean was a red light.
That's right.
Although it took in $150 million last week.
Exactly like we predicted.
Exactly. It's going to be making tons of money,
and
it's
Tucson,
not a good
movie. Not
Tucson.
There are only four people that saw it.
No, we actually got a lot of emails and calls that said you're a little off pace on
Bring
this.
Bring it on.
Some people did enjoy it. Well, that's the beauty of what makes the world go
round. Right, exactly.
Everybody sees things differently.
It's a huge production. There's a lot of cool things to it. We just couldn't follow the story. And even the people that we talked to coming out of Elcon last week, the ones that liked it said that they also had trouble with the story as well. So, you know, a lot of people did like it and it did make a ton of money, but not my thing.
Well, do we know what's coming out next week?
Yes, it's one that you've been looking forward to, Ocean's 13.
All right.
And then there's a new animated one, Surf's Up with Penguins.
Oh, very cool. Fantastic. Dawn and John joining us with our movie night traffic light. Learn more about them through our website, 929themountain.com. Coming up, Little Augustana and Pearl Jam on the Mountain.